morning and welcome on this 23rd Sunday after Pentecost. Couple of announcements. We'll have a council meeting on November the 9th at 7 o'clock in the church office. November the 11th at 6 p.m. there'll be a worship and music committee meeting. If you are a member of that committee, we urge you to be here to talk over Christmas and how we're going to handle that. November the 15th will be our congregational meeting. We will have a drive-through voting to vote for the council candidates. And if you have any questions about the budget, where we're at, where we've been, where we're going, feel free to give me, Chip Blower, or Lynn Dennis a call, and we'll be happy to answer any questions we can. Your offering envelopes are in your mailbox down in the hall. If you do not have a mailbox, I believe those are at the church office. I am pleased to announce that the call committee has been working extremely hard on finding a new pastor. They have done several interviews via Zoom, and they have a face-to-face, their first face-to-face interview today, this afternoon. So please keep the call committee in your prayers, and hopefully we'll get our pastor situation resolved as quickly as possible. There is a gas card fundraiser going on for the recreation ball field. You can purchase those tickets at the church office Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday between the hours of 8 and 1, or Sunday mornings here at the church at 10:30. I have a card here I'd like to read to you. Dear Holly Grove family, please know how much we appreciate all you did for our mom during this past year. Thank you for your visits when that was still possible. When visitation was not allowed, your cards were so encouraging and appreciated. We always know that mom was in your thoughts and prayers. For that, we are truly grateful. We are so blessed to be a part of this family at Holly Grove, and look forward to the day when we are able to see you all again. In Christ's love, the family of Kay Kepley. Birthdays and anniversaries for today. Happy birthday to Gaynell Davis, Ricky Curry, Jeffrey Valletto, Boyd Queen, Chrissy Conrad, and happy anniversary to Shane and Mandy Lawrence. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you.
We rise for a brief order of confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open and all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God of justice and love, you illumine our way through life with the words of your Son. Give us the light we need and awaken us to the needs of others. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And now I'd like to invite the kids to come forward. Good morning. So how are y'all today? Good, good. I know you're just chomping at the bit to get back in your school building every single day, or you were, right? So how'd last week go? Pretty good? Or last 2 weeks for several of you, right? All right, so today our lesson is about the 10 bridesmaids. 5 that were foolish, 5 that were wise, and they were prepared. So sometimes we get into those modes where we're a little bit of both. So, you know, as I was walking in this morning, you know, I had to ask Norris to help me out with something. So he's going to read something here for us. And so we're going to imagine that, you know, I'm just walking up here and he and I are going to have a little conversation. Okay? Hey, what's wrong? What are you doing?
I'm waiting.
What are you waiting for?
Jesus. Isn't that what our story is about?
Well, kind of. Jesus says that he will come back one day, but we don't know when, so it could be a long time from now. But we know that God is always with us now. You know, when I have to wait, I like to do something to pass the time. It makes that time that I'm waiting seem productive.
Like what?
Well, Jesus says that we will have to wait for him to come back. But we should be sure to tell other people about him and help people while we wait.
Oh, that's a good idea. It's better than just sitting here and doing nothing. Very boring.
Right. We shouldn't be bored, so God has things for us to do while we wait. Let's see what we could do while we wait for Jesus.
Things we could do while we wait for Jesus. Well, we could be acolytes, or pretend participate in Silly or be bucket holders or ushers or pack backpacks for the program. There's all sorts of stuff we do.
And what sort of things do you guys already do? Some of those things that Norris mentioned, right? What else do you do while you wait? Can you think of anything else? Not just here at church. We pray. That's exactly right. And I think you guys do some community service stuff, right? What do you do out in your front yard sometimes? Lemonade stand, exactly. And tomato plants and things like that. You guys do an amazing job of sharing your faith. And that's exactly what God wants us to do while we're waiting for Jesus to come again. And we thank you for those many things that you do. And we hope that you continue to do those things. All right, so if you'll pray with me. God, we wait for you. And we also live for you. Teach us to see you today in our world and to reach out to those who need to know your love. Amen. All right, so remember that God is always with us, and we're going to make the sign of the cross and say it like this: God in my head, God in my heart, God on my left, and God on my right. Amen. All right, guys, thank you, and you'll have a blessed week.
The first reading is a reading from Amos. Alas for you who desire the day of the Lord. Why do you want the day of the Lord? It is darkness, not light, as if someone fled from a lion and was met by a bear, or went into the house and rested a hand against the wall and was bitten by a snake. Is not the day of the Lord darkness, not light, and gloom with no brightness in it? I hate, I despise your festivals, and I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them, and the offerings of well-being of your fatted animals I will not look upon. Take away from me the noise of your songs, I will not listen to the melody of your harps, but let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Word of God, word of life. The psalm today is Psalm 70. Be pleased, O God, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let those be put to shame and confusion who seek my life. Let those who be turned back and brought to dishonor who desire to hurt me. Let those who say, aha, aha, turn back because of their shame. Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great. But I am poor and needy. Hasten to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. The second reading today is from Thessalonians. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who have died, so that you may not grieve as others do, who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have died. For this we declare to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will by no means precede those who have died. For the Lord himself, with a cry of command, with the archangel's call, and with the sound of God's trumpet, will descend from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up in the clouds together with them to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Word of God, word of life. Thank you.
Amalekites took their lamps and went to meet bridegroom. Five of them were foolish, and five were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, "Look, here is the bridegroom! Come out to meet him." Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Truly, I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to Christ.
Well, it's great to be here. For a few weeks, I've not been able to come in and feel comfortable doing this because I couldn't really see very well. I was having my computer screen about 6 inches away from me when I was at work and things like that. But over the last month, I have had
two successful cataract surgeries, so it is a blessing. I'll not say a miracle because God's hands guided everything that happened, but I am very, very glad to be back here with you in this capacity. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So this week we continue to head toward the end of our church year as we're getting ready to leave the season of Pentecost and approach the season of Advent, a time for preparation for the first arrival of the Messiah. Not surprising, the Gospel of Matthew for today focuses on being prepared. So how do you prepare for daily life? Do you take an umbrella with you on a cloudy morning? Do you set up the coffee maker the night before? Guilty there. Do you know what it is in your pantry, or what is in your pantry as you get ready to prepare for a meal? So if you're a follower of Jesus 50 years after his death, how would you now be preparing for the parousia, which in Greek is the return? It must have been quite difficult and perplexing for the followers of Jesus after his death. They've heard about his new heaven and new earth, whether from Jesus himself as a disciple or from the disciples that followed over the years. The Christian church is very new at this time, in its first 150 years. Their followers that believed Jesus' second coming would be almost immediate. But now nearly three generations have come and gone, and it hasn't happened yet. And here we sit, close to 1900 years later, and it still has not happened. As a human being, I struggle with many things in life. I especially struggle with the concepts of time and timing. I'm impatient. I'm overconfident. I often make mistakes. I think I'm ready and I'm prepared for that time. But I struggle every day to keep that steadfast faith that's required to be prepared. I get bored. I often get distracted, and very often I mix up my priorities and focus on the worldly more than I ever should. In today's gospel, Matthew sends us a reminder that worldliness is an important part of our lives, but it's also not the most important part. Lately, we've been quite invested, or at least we've been in the know of the worldly realm of politics. In case you haven't heard, there was a presidential election this past week. As I was preparing over the last couple of weeks, I was reading through some things, and in one of my distracted modes, I start looking at memes. And one of the memes was created around a church sign that said, "Be ready. Jesus is coming, and hopefully before the election." All kidding aside, though, this election cycle has been bitter. It's been divisive. It's still bitter. It's still divisive. To this point, until December 15th, technically, we don't know necessarily for a fact who the next president will be. Though we have a good idea with the media outlets and political figures and people that do polls, they have a pretty good idea at this point. The creators of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the social media list goes on. These folks didn't create their platforms to become a political battleground or to put friends and family against one another. But it happened. Likewise, the foolish bridesmaids didn't plan to run out of oil before the bridegroom appeared either. But it happened. I've read this parable many times over the past few weeks preparing for this message and wondering what that parable would be like for us today. So as I read, researched, I ran across a modern day take that from a lady by the name of Yvette Tenney, and I've adapted it a little bit for us. Times tend to change, but people don't necessarily change, because we know that change is difficult. We're a tainted people. Christians make the same excuses for serving and for not serving. So as you listen, I'm sure you'll be able to figure out which of our characters are wise and which of these are foolish, which ones are prepared and which ones are not. Hello, I'm Tommy Talk-A-Lot. When I visit with a friend, I have so much to say. I'll tell you about my baseball card collection, my dog, my cat, my kids, my clothes, my house. I will tell you about my aches and pains, my present, my past, and my future plans. I listen in every conversation, but just long enough to turn the conversation to my favorite subject, me. And I'm an expert at that. Hello, I'm Larry Listener. My ministry to be like Jesus is not a simple task. I have to put myself on hold and try to hear my sister's heart. She may have a hidden hurt that I will miss if I don't listen to her words. I must listen with my eyes as well. She may tell me volumes in the way she speaks and what she doesn't say. I pray daily for my sister because I know that I am a messenger for Jesus. I must learn to be her friend. You see, my sister must know that I care about her life in order for her to share her troubles. I have promised to hear another's burden. I can't do that if she doesn't share. For just a little while, I will listen with the ears of Christ and bless as he would bless. Hello, my name is Terry Notine. I am so, so busy. I have kids and school and church and my TV shows and Facebook and a lot of other stuff I do. I can't take time to make a meal or make a friendly call, much less visit anybody. Are you kidding me? Visit somebody? Every minute is tied up with more important things. I just don't have the time to breathe these days. I can't imagine how I could possibly visit anyone or do service of any kind. I am so busy. I don't even have time for me. Hello, I'm Carter Care-A-Lot. I am so, so glad to be busy. Someday I will not be able to do so much. My health will suffer and I will depend on others to help meet my needs. Therefore, I will do all the work I can do today. I have a full-time job, but I know God needs me in other places. Last week, I taught a merit badge class for the Boy Scouts. I helped my daughter make refreshments for a father-daughter night. I helped a friend clean his yard, and I made bread for a neighbor. I don't really know him that well, but I wouldn't miss the chance, because Jesus said, "If you have done it unto one of the least of these, you have done it unto me." I tutor a high school student who cannot read. I'm so worried about his future. He says he wants to go to college, but the reading will stand in his way. It is the least I can do. Someone taught me how to read. I felt I needed to visit Brother Senior Citizen also. He needs a visit to make him feel loved. Someday I will be in his place. When I visit him, it lifts my spirit. I am so, so busy. I have learned the more I stretch my capacity, the more the Lord opens the doors, and I feel his presence lifting me and making me stronger. I allow the Spirit to dictate when I say no to service. I have found that I can do so much more than I ever thought I could. I've learned to organize. If I just did what I thought I could do, I would never have felt the angels carry my burden. Yes, that has happened so many times. Hello, I'm Shelby Shywin. The Spirit asked me to visit someone I don't even know. She's Sister New in town. I told the Spirit I couldn't possibly do that. I don't know her. She might have snakes. I'm afraid of snakes. She might even have cats. I'm allergic to cats. She might even think I'm weird for coming over to visit. The Spirit said, "Take her a welcome basket." I can't do that. She would probably think I was a salesman or something. I hate salesmen too. I can't meet new people. It's just too difficult for me. Hello, I'm Sammy Self-Confident. I have not always been self-confident. I was like Shelby Shywin. I was afraid everyone was looking at me and thinking that I was not a very smart person. I was clumsy and I made lots of mistakes, but I prayed and the Lord taught me that if I would go out of my way to be friendly, it would work out. I tried, and guess what? I found that other people were feeling the same way I did. We shared our fears and we became friends. Now I try to make every stranger a friend. All it takes is a smile and a hello. They're always glad that I spoke first. We're all brothers and sisters in Christ, by the way. I learned that it is not all about me. It's about all of us in the brotherhood and sisterhood of Christ. Hello, I'm Connor Comfort Zone. You might as well know right now, I don't like change. When they hired the new minister, I nearly quit going to church. Pastor Longtimer was the only pastor I could talk to. He knew all of my problems, and he knew what I should do about it. This new pastor has a few things to learn. If he wants to change things, I won't do it. He just doesn't know how hard change is for me. Hello, I'm Bobby In and Out of the Box. Change isn't easy. You get comfortable. It feels good to know exactly how things are and what is expected of you. But I found over the years that being flexible is an opportunity to see the world through different eyes. It gives you a new perspective and an opportunity to make a new start. That's what being born again is all about. We walk in newness of life. You can't do that in a comfort zone. It certainly would be easier to be lulled to sleep if we didn't get shook up once in a while. Think about it. Changing church leaders is an opportunity to make new friends. You never abandon the old friends. You just widen your circle. Hello, I'm Patrick Pity Party. I don't like to complain. People have not visited me since I moved into this church. They never come over, they never call. People seldom speak to me. I just don't feel a part of anything. I come to church, I sit in the back row in the corner. You'd think someone would come over and talk to me, but they never do. I don't like to come to the church because I just sit by myself. I don't think anyone cares about me. Hello, I'm Sonny Solve the Problem. People are awfully busy. Sometimes they don't take time to call me. I know they should, but I can't feel sorry for myself. I've learned that the phone rings both ways. If my friends haven't called me, I call them. I know they must be having trouble or they would have called. Ministering for Christ is so important. Every child of God needs a phone call or a visit now and then. If I hear that my brother or sister in Christ is sick, I go and I visit. So what if someone doesn't like me? Not everyone liked Jesus either. I used to sit in the back row in the corner and wait for someone to talk to me. But I don't like feeling lonely, so I speak to other people first. Who knows, they might be feeling lonely just like me. I especially reach out to those who seem shy. I've been there, and I will do all that I can to help someone feel wanted. That's what Christ would do. The difference between being foolish and wise, pretty easy to see in these characters. The foolish make excuses, while the wise make a difference. Martin Luther said that faith is a living and bold trust in God's grace, so certain of God's favor that it would risk death 1,000 times trusting in it. Such confidence and knowledge of God's grace makes you happy, joyful, and bold in your relationship to God and all creatures. The Holy Spirit makes this happen through faith. Because of it, you freely, willingly, and joyfully do good to everyone, serve everyone, suffer all kinds of things, love and praise. And you love and praise specifically the God who has shown you such grace. Thus, it is just impossible to separate faith and works as it is to separate heat and light from fire. Therefore, watch out for your own false ideas and guard against good-for-nothing gossips who think they're smart enough to define faith and works, but really are the greatest of fools. Ask God to work faith in you, or you will remain forever without faith, no matter what you wish, say, or can do. And I know that's a translation of Martin Luther's words, but it's on point. During the Reformation, during the time of the early church, and even today. As any time in our history, 2020 has brought changes for all of us, some good and welcome, and some that have been challenging and unwelcome. At some point, we may have been, or may in the future, be every one of these characters from our modern day story. We make good choices and decisions, then we move away from our faith. We make poor choices and decisions that affect not only us and those around us. I am the living epitome of a human being that struggles with heaven on Sunday, hell on Monday. I make the wrong choices. But regardless of that, we can be thankful that, unlike the foolish in our parable, we have a second chance to prepare for the bridegroom, Jesus Christ, and his return. As a child of God, by no other means than God's powerful gift of grace and his mercy, we have been given a chance to make a difference. As a child of God, we need to keep the connection to Jesus' message alive, active, and not be distracted by the world around us. As a child of God, we should challenge each other to prepare ourselves and others for his return. Keep awake. Therefore, you know neither the day nor the hour. Amen.
Thank you.
let's join together in reciting the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe
in the Holy Catholic Church,
the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let us approach the throne of grace, there to pray for the church, the world, and for one another. Heavenly Father, we are sometimes foolish, not wise, scatterbrained, not prudent, reactive, not responsive. Forgive our less commendable words and deeds. Remind us of the wonderful honor and high privilege of being called to your Son's wedding feast. Give us the grace and wisdom of your Holy Spirit. Let us always rejoice, believe, and show the light of faith, hope, and love, even in this dark world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Make your church wise, faithful, pure, and watchful, rejoicing in the near approach of her bridegroom and Savior. Make her worship joyful and pleasing in your sight. Make her labors glorify you and help those in distress. Make her feasts a foretaste of your heavenly wedding banquet, feeding all with truth, righteousness, and salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give patience, kindness, comfort, and hope to your persecuted church. Help us provide for the needs and bear witness to their suffering. Turn the hearts of their enemies to seek your forgiveness. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Receive our prayers for those who dislike us, friends who turn against us, folks at work who make things unpleasant, relatives who try to put us down, neighbors who make a nuisance of themselves, and those who go out of their way to ridicule Christians. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Make this congregation and each of us into lamps shining with your light and love. Do not let us grow weary in praising you and serving others. Fill us to overflowing with your Holy Spirit so that we may constantly share your grace and favor with those whose lights are flickering out. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let your justice roll down like waters upon this parched and broken world. Let your righteousness fill the hearts and minds of all who are entrusted with authority. Especially we pray for our elected and appointed leaders. Give them your spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, so that they may bring concord, peace, prosperity, justice, and healing to our land. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, as we approach this Veterans Day holiday, we pray for all who have honorably served their country. Grant wisdom, courage, integrity, and sound judgment to everyone who is also currently serving in the military, and to all those who risk their lives on behalf of community and country. Use their skills to bring freedom, safety, and justice wherever they serve. Keep them safe, shield their loved ones from grief and fear, and grant them a swift and joyful homecoming. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let all who seek your help in their times of trial find deliverance from all that troubles them. We remember before you Shirley Johnson and family, Burnett, Gary, Walter, Aldine, Teresa, Jean, Carrie, Libby, Barbara, Mary, Bill, Rex, Harold, Scott, Joe, Norris, Michael, Terry, Steve, Buddy, Eva Ray, David, Pauline, Banks, Jeff, Curtis, Joanne, Randy, the family of Dickie Swing, Rylan, Shirley, Brian and Sheely, Danielle, Susan, Charlie, the family of Gary Helms, Kenneth, Charlotte, Lynn, the family of Kay Kepley, our pastoral call committee, our servicemen and women all over the world, those unemployed looking for work, and others we bring before you now. Grant them health and salvation, justice and comfort, hope and guidance. When their lamp of faith seems ready to flicker and fade, rekindle them with the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit, and give a double portion of that same Spirit to all who minister to their needs. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we grieve for our dead, but not without hope. Thank you for receiving them into your merciful care. Renew our confidence in your goodness in this time of our earthly pilgrimage. Help us to encourage and help one another along the way. Lead us by the cross of Jesus into the kingdom which you have prepared for all who have been redeemed by his suffering, death, and resurrection. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Hear our prayer and graciously grant all that glorifies you and benefits our poor, broken world. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now may the peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you. Let us pray. Praise and thanks to you, Holy God, for by your word you made all things. You spoke light into darkness, called forth beauty from chaos, and brought life into being. For your word of life, O God,
we give you thanks and praise.
By your word you called your people Israel to tell of your wonderful gifts: freedom from captivity, water on the desert journey, a pathway home from exile, wisdom for life with you. For your word of life, O God,
we give you thanks and praise.
Through Jesus, your word made flesh, you speak to us and call us to witness. Forgiveness through the cross, life to those entombed by death, the way of your self-giving love. For your word of God, or word of life, O God,
we give you thanks and praise.
Send your spirit of truth, O God, rekindle your gifts within us, renew our faith, increase our hope, and deepen our love for the sake of a world in need. Faithful to your word, O God, draw near to all who call on you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
God the Creator, Jesus the Christ, and the Holy Spirit the Comforter, bless you and keep you in eternal love. Amen.
Let me say our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world. in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.